Hi, this is Tracy. Are you dealing or have you been dealing with a narcissist and their entitlement? Narcissists feel that everything should be theirs and nothing should be yours. If they married you, that was the blessing. You were blessed. You were lucky enough. But you should live by their rules and give everything back, including all of the time that they stole from you. Narcissists and their entitlement make things difficult. And today, with this example, I hope that you'll see how I am facing the entitlement and the lessons that I've learned. Let's go and get started. For one thing, I've been divorced for 5 years officially, which it's a huge number. It's a number that it doesn't seem like it's been 5 years. It seems like yesterday, and yet the time has flown by. And I've learned many lessons since then, and I've learned a lot about my life, and I have shared so much of it with you in hopes that through my stories that you will find some peace to know that you're not alone and that the things that you're going through are very common. I thought mine were unique. I thought my stories of a crazy in-law family were unique. And I find that I'm not alone. And so when I can get validation from you leaving comments and sharing your story after I share my story, it's like we give back to each other. So I want to thank all of my subscribers, all of my viewers, for being here with me on this journey. I want to start by telling you about something that happened about a month ago. And when I was going through my divorce, I won my ex-family's domain name in the divorce. So whatever their last name was, let's just say Malone.com, and it wasn't that. I won it in the divorce. They fought like hell to get it. It was something that my business was built on for 10 years. I had swag, I had bags, I had magnets, I had a website that's been there for 10 years, and they tried because it was their name before I got it. But they gave it to me to use as a website and as a business name, and the judge gave it to me. Thought it was fair enough. I didn't remember the extent of the drama involved with that until just last week. And there's two parts of this story. Number one was how badly they wanted it. And yet, I offered it to them. I said, let me just rebuild my business. Let me alert all my people. Let me change passwords. I will create a new name, a new business, and then you can have it. I don't care. I wasn't fighting for that as much as my lawyer was using it as leverage to the things that they weren't giving us, such as destroying 10 years of photos of my son first getting his braces on, or soccer games, or baseball games, or anything. He destroyed it. He destroyed our backup drive, and he had them backed up on his own machine, and he refused to give them to us until I gave him this name. I offered the name. They were ordered to give me the photos, and they did before the divorce could be finalized. So that was good. However, the trick was they put it on a Apple drive that I could not access until I seeked some other sources to pull that off of there. But, you know, it was just a little jab for me, and I got the pictures. I also got the name. And about 6 months ago, I reached out, and this is the part of me that I need to understand, because I reached out and offered it to my ex-husband. I said, you know, I've got it on GoDaddy for sale. And it was valued at $16,000 for the fact that it was a surname, which is very hard to get. And the fact that it had domain authority, which in my business, that's what we do, right? Having a site on a domain name for 10 years is going to have more clout in the search engines than one that is brand new. So if you invent a new one, it takes a longer time for it to gain domain authority. And it's rated by GoDaddy as to how much its value was. And believe me, when I was divorcing, the in-laws and my ex-husband just screamed how much it was worth and like basically wanted, if it was worth $10,000, they were trying to get that assigned and taken away from, so they get $10,000 back, if that makes sense. It's sort of like, well, she's getting this domain name, we want more here. It didn't work out in their favor, but they tried and they tried and they tried. Again, here I am being nice and offering it to him when I put it on sale. And I heard nothing back. Actually, I'm sorry, it was about 3 days later. This means that mommy and daddy had to format the email, which was two sentences, but it had to be politically correct. Nothing could be read into it. It had to be very vanilla. And I know that smoke was coming out my mother-in-law's ears and nose when I offered them the money, the domain name for money. They didn't think they should have to pay for something because they're entitled to their name. This was their domain. This was their last name, not mine anymore. And they wanted vengeance. So I sent him that email and the response was, yes, we would very much like to have the domain name in our control again. Okay, well, I said, make me an offer. That's when the, you know, fireworks probably flew around the house of my in-laws and my ex-husband. And I never heard back from them. That being said, it was on the market and I got an offer about a month ago for $1,000. I said, no, I've lowered it down. I had it at $4,000, which is pretty fair in my opinion. And the $1,000 guy went away. Then another $1,000 guy comes along 2 days after our 5-year anniversary of being divorced. All right, well, I had the inkling that it was them. I looked up the man that had contacted me and he kept on upping the offer until we got to $3,000. It wasn't a huge win for me, but it was nice. But I struggled with the fact that it might be them. And I really wondered, if it's them, what do I do? And should I give it to them? Because I felt like they hired this domain broker, or I didn't know if it was them. Again, that was the part. I didn't know if it was them, but a domain broker was trying to buy it from me and would have to go back to their client to get approval and go back and back and back. So I suspected it was them. And I didn't want to let it go for such a small price if it was them. And I spoke with my friend Cliff Edwards, who, if you don't know who he is, he has a course on my website that helps people deal with the anger and the forgiveness piece of releasing the baggage attached to something like that. And he said to me, would you sell it to me for $3,000? This is what you have to analyze, Tracy, because if you're truly forgiving or letting go, forgiving is a hard word for most people to understand. I know that. But if you're willing to let that domain name go to me, but you won't let it go if you think it's them, then you're holding on to that. Do you see how I was holding on to, ooh, they're pissing me off? And when he said that, it was like this little light went off in my head to think, you're right. I wouldn't have cared if it was anyone else, but thinking it was them, it pissed me off. So I thought about it and I decided to sell it. Whether it's them or it's not, was it a fair price? And I got my fair price and I was satisfied with that. And letting go of that was so important to me. And I know that we all have things like this that we can look at and the lessons that we must learn. But I wanted to share that with you. Part two of what happened this week, as I cleaned my garage, I had cases of papers for my divorce and binders, big 6-inch binders with information, with papers, with statements, with everything that I had to gather for the divorce. And I opened every binder, and if it was, you know, 5 years of checking statements, I threw them out to be shredded. If it was tax returns, I threw them out. Things that I didn't need any longer, but I saved the important, like, information from the lawyer, information from the judge, settlements, things like that. So I'm down to about this much paper, which is good considering it was boxes and boxes. One of the things that I found, because I was now sorting, was a letter that my ex-husband and his family sent to my lawyer right after the judge made the award and the final settlement. A, they accused the judge of not adding the numbers correctly and not doing what was right. And they demanded more money back. They demanded that my lawyer give them more money even though they weren't awarded it. They complained about the domain name and said that they were going to civilly sue me for it because they were entitled to it. I don't even remember this letter, because if you know how crazy things get when you're going through the divorce and the shock and the horror and the what the hell is happening, I don't remember this letter coming in, but attached to it was a rebuttal from my lawyer to them that, you know, kind of steered and said, okay, this is what we call a settlement from a judge. If you're unaware, perhaps you should read your law books, but this is what is hers, this is what is his, and this is final. And if you continue to use that domain name as a hostage tool to, you know, beat up my client, we will bring action against you. And the rebuttal just really addressed all of their little stupid claims. And I don't have anything in the files after that. But imagine finding out that they were going to civilly sue me for this. It was so important to them. And yet when I offered it to them, they didn't want it, because they didn't want it from me. They didn't want someone just handing it to them. They wanted to make me miserable. That's so important. What I'm looking at is, why did I feel the necessity to reach out to them and share this domain name when it became available? Why am I being so nice when these people were creatures? They were horrible, they were angry, and they tried to make my life a living hell. Why was I so nice to them? This is what I have to think about. My codependent, you know, my codependency of not wanting anyone to be mad at me, or feeling that, okay, if I'm nice to them, maybe they'll be nice to me. That never did happen, but I have to analyze that, and I encourage you to think about, are you still giving when they're assholes, right? That might cost me a YouTube click. They might be mad at me for swearing, but I'm getting better. Another part of the week was going through my garage for, actually it's been a month of going through my garage to sell everything in the last 2 days. 5 years later, I still had so many things in my garage and things I hadn't used, things my ex-husband bought me. I had a table. It was so funny. We used a box, turned it over, and it was a table to put out things that I said, he used to love me. These were the he used to love me table. So there were just like crystal hearts. There were metal hearts. There were wooden hearts. There were mugs with hearts. There were statues that said, you're the best wife, I love you the most. All of these things were in a box, and I hadn't like gotten rid of them. And I was giving them away at the end. Little kid would come in. I'm like, here, you need this heart. Here you go. Here you go. Love coupons. I mean, it was like the craziest shit. But letting go of all of that was so freeing. People would say, my God, I had 4 racks of clothes for sale, and most of them were bought by my ex-husband. And so letting go of all of that was so freeing. and I welcome you to do the same thing. This is Tracy, and that is all I've got. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to my channel and have a great day.